May 2025 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Good to see everyone with us today in person and those of you joining us online. We had a productive day yesterday. We've got a handful of items that we will tackle yet this morning. If you're following along on the agenda, we are at number 18, CSP Bison Research, and we'll begin with Jason.
Secretary Roebling, Jason Gooder, Operations Supervisor for Custer State Park, and I'm here to introduce you guys to a program that we're working on here in the park, which includes putting GPS collars on our bison. So the Legion Lake fire was actually the catalyst to start this project, and that was just pretty much done by simple observation. After the Legion Lake fire, it helped us with the ponderosa and pine encroachment, which through observation just said, hey, there might be some more opportunity out there for our bison to graze. And so that was the question that we started with, and with the SDSU Bison Studies Center of Excellence, Jamie Brennan, he helped us kind of put this project together. So Jamie is he's the assistant professor and lead researcher for the Bison Center of Excellence, and they're stationed up there in Rapid City. Okay, so some of the objectives that we came up for with this is we wanted to test some effectiveness of lab-made collars that Jamie had to track our bison movements. Also, we wanted to estimate, this was the one that we were mostly interested here at the park, and that was to track the home range size and the carrying capacity that's out there, and compare the GPS data with kind of our old system that we used to set up the carrying capacity in the park, which was based off of soil survey maps. And then also break it down a little bit further and look at the seasonal behavior, activity, and pattern movements. So just look at, you know, the movement of the bison throughout the grazing year, month by month. So just a little bit about the collars. We were looking at the commercially made collars, and so there's two of those available, and they're up there on the screen there, but they're fairly expensive. They're about $1,500 a piece, and you can either have them stored at or they'll upload them to a satellite. And so what you go ahead, Chris. So what we did was, or Jamie did, was he was working with some cattle at the Cottonwood Field Station, and he actually came up with this kind of lab-made GPS collar, which I have one here if you guys want to take a look at it. So it includes a simple pelican case, and then that white thing is a GPS, just off-the-shelf GPS tracker with a lithium battery, and then the nylon collar. So the little GPS collar is about $75, and the total package there is about $200, so significantly less of a cost. So, so kind of here's a picture of one of the SDSU employees putting a collar on for us. So we deployed 25 collars in October of 2021. And we did 6-year-old and older. So, and the reason for that is the older cows are kind of the matriarch. We don't know who the matriarch is, but we kind of want to target those older cows because they kind of lead the herd as they move through the park. So, so 2021, we did 25 collars, and then that was the first year, and we really didn't know how these things were going to work or hold up with bison. They hold up well with cattle, So we just did 25 at first. And so you'll notice in 23 that we didn't get another 25 out there until March. And that was simply because we had to bring in more bison in the month of March and then put 25 more collars on the bison. So then in 23 and 24, we knew that they were going to work, so we actually bought another 25 collars. So what we could do is we could take the old ones off during when we're working them in October and then put another 25 on. And we didn't put them on the same animals. They were different. And they were programmed to take a GPS point. At first, it was every 13 minutes, and then we moved to every 7 minutes. So here's just a little bit of some of the stuff that Jamie's finding. So 21 and 22, we had 23 collars that were showing some data over a 12-month period. And the battery lasted on this first deployment for about 8 months versus, towards the end now where we've got 25 collars, 12 months, and we did about 11 months worth of GPS points. So the batteries, we de-changed the batteries and the batteries got a little bit better. And then the map there on the right hand of the screen is just some really raw data of what one collar might one season of data points look like, and kind of shows you a little bit about how much of the park the bison are using. This is kind of I just pulled this off of some of Jamie's stuff, and we really don't have, there's no conclusions made yet. We still got a lot of stuff to look at and interpret, but I just found this kind of unique. So in 23, we had a home range size about 27,000 acres versus 24 of 22,000 acres. And then one thing that's kind of interesting that's starting to show up is these core areas that the bison seem to be spending more of their time in. And that's highlighted in the blue. Their home range is that yellow-green color. And 23, the home range size was a little bit bigger than 24, and then the core areas kind of followed that same thing. And so one thing we're looking at is maybe water year. Did the water year affect how much the bison were moving in the park, and did they increase or decrease that home range size or not? So we don't know the answer to this yet, still looking at it. So kind of the next steps that that Jamie's working on and also with Bailey, our range ecologist, is to set up and discuss some rangeland monitoring protocols, focus on utilization, so more emphasis on that month-by-month movement through the park, and then monitoring these core areas and taking a look at those core areas that are starting to show themselves and learning more about the plant diversity in those core areas, and not just plant diversity, but how much cool season grass and how much warm season grass, and just try to maybe figure out why they're spending more time there. That wraps that up. If you guys have any questions or comments, I can take those at this time.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Comments? Commissioner Lockham.
So maybe I missed it. So will you be tracking on your phone or on a laptop computer, or how do you track them?
Yeah, so the GPS data are just stored in that little white unit, and then we can't track anything.
Tracking live.
10-4. We just, remove the collar and then download the data. Yep.
Okay.
Questions? Jason, you had mentioned the female. Are you only putting the collars on the female? And can you explain again why?
Sure, yeah. We're focusing on the females because if we knew who the matriarch of each family group was, that'd be easy, but we don't. So they tend to be the older cows. We focus on the 6-year of age and older, and just hoping, because they have a tendency to kind of lead the herd and not so much the bulls. So, yeah.
Very good. Seeing no more questions, very good report. Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.